because I bring you greetings in the name of Christ. Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, our brother, the chief cornerstone, deliverer, Emmanuel, firstborn of all creation, the good shepherd, our high priest, the great I am, judge of the world, Lamb of God, Master, Nazarene, Prince of Peace, Redeemer, Saviour, Teacher, and Wonderful Counsellor. Just some of the names, of course, used for Jesus in the Bible. By my account, I only missed out U, Q, X, Y, and Z. Well, not entirely true, because I missed out K, of course, for King. But that is what they cried out today as he entered Jerusalem, isn't it? Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. But as we look around our world today, we do have to wonder, don't we? Is he King of the world? Is Christ King in this 21st century of our world? It might be easy to consider the Prince of Peace is not King as we look around the world. Our world in such turmoil, pain all around it, our country divided. If Jesus is King, then he might want to come down here and sort this place out, mightn't he? Which is exactly what those waving palms on the side of the road probably felt as well at their time. And it wouldn't be the first time that we, the people of God, have called God to come down as our King and sort out the mess that we have created. From 1 Samuel, the people refused to listen to Samuel. No, they said, we want a king over us. Then we shall be like all other nations. We have a king to lead us, to go out before us and fight our battles. I wonder if they no longer believe God was their king, that God was not king of the world. Well, if that's what they believed, they were soon to find out that human kings are a whole lot worse. The numbers vary depending on whether you include Judah or not, but of the 23 kings of Israel, many people say that at least 13 or somewhere between 13 and 20 of them were rubbish. And even the good kings were not that good, were they? Saul messed up. David was an adulterer and a murderer. And of course, Solomon, well, God just got plain angry with Solomon, didn't he? So it seems that whenever we believe that we can be king of the world, we just make things worse, don't we? Maybe as we look around our world, we might actually simply want to turn back in dependence and prayer to the true king and ask him to deliver us. Or as Zechariah cried out, rejoice greatly, daughter, shout, daughter Jerusalem, see your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly riding on a donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey. We might want to cry out like that, mightn't we? Come, King Jesus. Of course, that reading is often put out there as a foretelling of Jesus coming, of today. And it's not alone in the Old Testament alluding to the fact that a king will come. Placing Christ as King of the world is important, and we might want to turn to him in prayer. But to do so, of course, we first need to be our king, doesn't he? He needs to be king not just of the world, but actually of us. That's what we need to do first, our own personal king. Maybe that's the second question we need to ask this morning. Is Christ King of our lives? Because if he is King of our lives, then actually he is our leader and we turn to him, don't we? In everything that we do, we turn to him as we seek his will for the parish, but actually we turn to him as we seek his will for our own personal lives. If he's the King of us, then when we're joyous, we turn to him and we celebrate with him. When we're sad, when we're depressed, we turn and we cry out to our King. When we don't know what to do, we turn to our King and say, lead me, guide me, show me what to do. But equally, when we do think we know what to do, before we charge off, we turn to our King and we say, is this what you would have me do? we read in Colossians about this king. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. That's the king we have, the king who has all power. Shouldn't we just turn to him? The king has the power, not Max, not you, not I, but the king. And actually, he does have the power to be the king of the world, doesn't he? He does have the power to be our king. And I guess, as I was looking at preparing for today, because actually today, I'm only preaching to you here. I'm not preaching later on. And as I was preparing, I'm thinking, what is it that God would have us know on the day that the king enters Jerusalem? Because we know what's around the corner, don't we? We know in a couple of days, just like we can do, they will turn on him. And so I'd say to us all here this morning, the question for us to ask is he king? And if you're sitting there thinking, I'm not sure he's the king of the world or even king of me, then I would say, let's have a cup of tea about that. Let's chat about that. Don't sit there. I'd be desperate for you not to sit there quietly, ignoring the fact that you're not entirely happy about that concept. Why would you come in to church week in, week out and not acknowledge that he is king? If you're fighting with that, then let's get together and have a chat about it. But if you do know him as your king, why don't you sit with me this afternoon? Why don't you sit in your room somewhere, grab the palm cross that you will get later on, grab a cup of tea, and just spend 5 minutes acknowledging that he has your life, that he is your king. I think that's what we could do to celebrate King Jesus entering into Jerusalem today. We could once more dedicate our own lives to him. Let's take a moment to pray, shall we? King Jesus, we turn to you and we acknowledge that you are king. But Lord, that doesn't stop us struggling at times to live the reality of that out. So we pray that we won't be distracted today, but actually we will turn to you. Holy Spirit, would you have us take a moment this afternoon as we hold our crosses, as we sit just for a moment or two with you. Through your Spirit, would you bring a peace upon us that can only be of you. Amen.